Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox from an unnamed texter. Nothing to feel better about with the Lions. Just another win against another bad team. I presented earlier why you could feel better about the Lions. Two things. One is the team they're playing this Sunday is a team they should beat, even if the Lions are banged up. Two is going back and watching why I feel better about him. I went and watched the Minnesota game again, and I think two things happened in that game that aren't going to happen again. One is Dave Montgomery fumbling deep in his own territory, and the other is I don't think special teams are going to give up catastrophic mistakes, two of them in the same game. All three of those things conspired heavily against the Lions in that game as far as the last outcome, the final outcome is concerned. Those are things I don't think are repeatable, and that's why the person said in the text, nothing to feel better about. Okay. Stoney writes in, the Lions will lose their second game in a row. Look at the offensive stats. Near the worst in third down conversions. Near the bottom in yards per attempt. The OC needs to be fired when we lose this Sunday. I can look
is
at...
Is it Mike Stone?
It's Stoney. I doubt it's Mike Stone. A stat... Here's another stat. They're third in the league in points scored. Is that a crisis? Do we need to fire? Like, sure, you found a couple metrics. Got it. We do this all the time. You find something in sports, you say, this is it. This is the thing that I'm not negotiable on. And apparently for this person, it's third down conversions and yards per attempt.
I mean, third down conversions.
Points.
But a lot of those points were early. I understand that there is some frustration with it, and the Lions share the frustration on third down. It's not.
Those aren't great.
It's not good, and they need to be better there. But it's not a fireable offense at this point.
I wouldn't think.
I think it's kind of ridiculous there. It's a knee jerk reaction to a game you just saw that was less than enthusiastic for the offensive line.
Mike and Nova, I feel like it's not about winning. It's about how they're winning. They've won most of the games this year with the offense not playing up to expectations. The concern comes from people believing that this is just who they are this year and they don't have explosiveness that they did last year and that the Bears have it now.
Well, the Lions have not had as many explosive plays, I think, that they've had in the past. They've had some, and they're loud. You see them. You know, the Jahmyr Gibbs run and some passes to J-Mo have been big. They've got some big-time plays made by LaPorta as well. But by and large, I think those numbers are down year to year. This is not the same team a year as they had a year ago.
And
the big difference is Frank Ragnow. He's not here. And it's a work in progress with this offensive line. And they have to get healthy. They have to get smart. And they got to just play better.
I think the defense is better.
I think the defense is better. But the offensive line, that's the lifeblood of this team.
No, true.
And
that's true.
It's not good.
Look, if you're expecting them to win – with this year's team, the way they won last year, it's going to be different.
And let me say this: I just said it's not good. It's mediocre, I think, is what it is. And we're used to it being elite, and it's not. It's nowhere near elite right now.
John writes in, I think Laporta is going to be the best player in the field again Sunday. I think he's the only proven hands we have this season.
Well, I think, again, how many passes do you expect to see Amon-Ra St. Brown drop the rest of the way? I feel like he's already hit his quota, and that's it. No more out of you.
Kind
of,
right?
Because it's completely out of character to see him drop passes, and we've seen a few drops in the last several games. I don't expect to see that from him. He's too good. He works too damn hard to have, you know, that creep up time and time again. So, for me, Amon-Ra is the guy I'm calling out. I think he's going to have a monster game on Sunday.
Marlon Waldlake says, gentlemen, what a joke. I can't believe the Lions didn't make some kind of trade to help the offensive line. There's no way they can make the playoffs with this current offensive line. I don't see it. I think Brad really dropped the ball, and they're easily going to miss the playoffs now. This is coming from a Lions fan since 1990.
So, easily not going to make the playoffs? I don't know if I would say that. I think that this is a tough division. I think the NFC West is a tough division. They've got 3 6-win teams there, but every team in the North is 500 or better. I think the Lions end up winning the division. They're going to make the playoffs. Again, is this a knee-jerk reaction that you think that there's no way they're going to make the playoffs? Are you sold on the other teams being that much better than the Lions that they're not going to make the playoffs?
A whole bunch of which didn't make trades, by the way.
Right, exactly. San Francisco didn't make a trade. Did Seattle make
Seattle did. San Francisco didn't. Green Bay
didn't. Rams didn't.
Who else in the NFC?
That's contending?
It's contending. Carolina's 5-4. They didn't. Did I mention San Francisco? San Francisco
did. Yeah. The only team that made a move was Philadelphia.
Seattle did.
Yeah, in Seattle, I guess. Yep. So.
The source of all the angst from Lions fans is because the strength of our team has previously been the offensive line, and now that appears to be our biggest liability. That is a precipitous decline from just 1 year ago. Next one, with our current offensive line and Goff being immobile, we lose in the wild card round. Next one, Lions fans are the worst. These are the same people who blamed Stafford for 10 years. What are you watching? Next one, I think the 40% that has given up, that was our Twitter poll, was just outraged and angry after the loss. If we win 4 of the next 5 games like the Lions we know, their tune changes. Well, you know, I always like to look at bigger pictures. If you zoom out and look at the offensive line play, it wasn't a 1 week issue. It hasn't been up to the standard. But also zooming out, the defense is playing better. That might make up for it in terms of the results of the games. It might need to. We might need to ask Dan Campbell's asked people that need to step up. Like, he singled out people and said, this needs to be better. The coaching needs to be better. He doesn't sugarcoat things.
No. And I think when he speaks out in public like that, I think the team responds. So I expect them to respond.
Yep.
And interesting, with the offensive line, you know, I could see a path where in a year or two it could be back to being elite. But you've got so much inexperience there right now, and guys maybe playing out of position right now, that it's not going to look how it looks a year or two from this point. And, look, Miles Frazier's back at practice. Apparently very emotional for him to get back to practice, which is cool. And that's a guy who can play both guard and tackle. But he's also he's a rookie and has yet to play. So you don't know what to expect. I don't expect much this year, but – next year and the year after that, hopefully that's a plus position to go with, you know, the trajectory of the career that you have from Ratledge and others.
Didn't some team just win a Super Bowl with two rookie guards or go to? I feel like two rookie guards. We've heard about this before. I have to do some research and see if I can figure out who that was. I can't. I swear we've seen that before, but. I mean, look, Frazier's been out for a long time. I'm not sure.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For what a joke, guy. Is this a contest to see who can make the most negative comment? They will never win another game and be shot to the moon. Elon Musk will move his... And be sold to Elon Musk, who will move the team to the moon. Yeah, that's worse than anybody's what they've come up with yet. Let's go to Rico Beard, who's back in our studios. What's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Yeah, what are you guys doing today?
It's the Michigan Association of Broadcasters, their job fair. So we're down here. A little community service supporting.
Did you hire anybody?
We did not. We did not hire anybody.
We did talk to your colleague at LTU.
Yep.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Good guy. Yeah, great guy. Kenny hit the drop, by the way. Wasn't me.
Okay. Yeah, that was weird.
I was like, who played that? Oh, okay. That went live over the air. So,
what do you guys got playing coming up next?
We're going to talk a little bit about the Tigers free agency. Plus, we're going to rank the Athletic did something where they ranked the Big Ten football coaching jobs. We're going to re-rank them our way. And then we're going to get into this Tom Brady clone dog thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a great show. Everybody out there, stay safe and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.